From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Newly released voting figures in America show 33 million voters have already cast their ballots for the next president, offering analysts tantalizing clues to who might have the advantage in an increasingly tight contest.
I think that this may never have been a 7-8-9 point race in Clinton's favor. I think it maybe has settled into a 3 or 4 point race in Clinton's favor, which is still good enough. And Clinton appears to be leading in more than enough states to get over 270 electoral votes. There is some added uncertainty in this election, maybe a little bit more than at this point in 2012. But in some ways, they're similar kinds of races.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in the states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Trump told supporters in North Carolina Saturday that he will win big on Tuesday. Clinton has withheld making a prediction, but a recent poll has her with a slight edge over Trump nationally. Meantime, as Americans head to the polls to elect the new president, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release of nearly 200 girls who remain captive. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia say a suicide car bomber rammed a security checkpoint near the parliament building in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Saturday, killing at least 3 people and wounding 6 others. An official of the Mogadishu administration says the suicide bomber was apparently targeting a security convoy which returned from a routine night patrol. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but it has the hallmarks of Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda affiliate group. A Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial, in a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They are charged with links to Kurdish militants and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. It is the latest in the ongoing political crisis in Turkey that has raised international concern. On Friday, the United States joined other countries, including France, Germany, Britain, and the United Nations, in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and the throttling of the Internet. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. As Iraqi forces continue to move deeper into the Islamic State stronghold in Mosul, the UN Human Rights Office said the militants are increasing mass killings and abductions of civilians to use as human shields. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. Over the past few days, it says about 2,500 civilians were abducted from the town of Hammam al-Alil, with some people being told they would be transported to Syria. The agency says it also continues to receive reports of mass killings. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS has been forcibly recruiting very young children to fight in Mosul since the Iraqi government operation to retake the city began October 17th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The president of Indonesia has canceled a trip to Australia after a massive rally against a Christian governor accused of insulting Islam turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia's capital. One person was killed and at least dozens more injured in the violence Friday. 10 people were arrested. The protest was mounted against the Jakarta governor, who is said to have joked to an audience about a passage in the Quran that could be interpreted as prohibiting Muslims from accepting non-Muslims as leaders. More news at voanews.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.